From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's Earthquake Administration says a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site, but was not a nuclear blast. Meantime, the head of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization posted on Twitter that the quake and a much smaller tremor on Saturday were natural occurrences related to North Korea's most recent and largest nuclear test on September the 3rd. There were more verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly as the foreign minister of North Korea, Ri Yong-ho, spoke. We get that story now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
During his remarks at the United Nations General Assembly on Saturday, Ri said Trump's insult makes our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. Ri called Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is holding the nuclear button. He said the country's nuclear force is a war deterrent to end U.S. nuclear threat and prevent U.S. invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Delegates audibly applauded Ri at the end of his 22-minute speech. President Trump had called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and said he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. Meantime, the U.S. military says B-1 bombers from Guam, fighter escorts from Japan flew into international airspace over waters east of North Korea on Saturday. Puerto Rico's governor has met with mayors from around the U.S. island territory, ravaged earlier this week by Hurricane Maria, and discussed urgent needs for their communities, some of which are still threatened by failing dam in the area, tens of thousands of people in that area being evacuated. This is VOA News. A